Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Collins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 present, 2 absent. 1 vacant, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval of minutes. And then correctional amendments to the minutes of the meeting April 26, 2016.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. To have it, the minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? Seeing none, we now have introduction of ordinances 16-045 through 16-046.
Ordinance 16045 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of the executive office. Ordinance 16046 provides for the installation of Granville streetlights in the Ironside Crossing subdivision located in Pencader 100 for a light tax based on the cost of streetlights.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from our committees, starting with Finance Committee. Ms. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Held the Finance Committee meeting at 1:30 in the 8th floor. We had one resolution on the agenda, which is an annual filing of the county's consolidated plan for one-year action plan for the federal fiscal year 2016. And it basically is the application for community development block grant assistance, emergency solutions grant program, home investment partnerships, and program assistance. Under ordinances, we had the ordinance to revise the special services budget to appropriate additional funds for electrical charges and charges to the city of Wilmington for sewer treatment. This is all related to the sewer fund. We had companion ordinances. We had one ordinance that would allow maintenance corporations and civic associations to file their documents free of charge from the county side to the Recorder of Deeds office. We also had companion ordinances that would appropriate $100,000 from Newcastle County Council Contingency Fund to fund the Summer Youth Employment Program, which would employ, I guess, we heard from Sophia Hansen, approximately 28 youths this summer. We also went and approved 3 council grants and had nothing for expensive revenue roundtable or other. No public comment, and the meeting was adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, we completed the FY17 budget review for the county departments and commission. This will be followed next Monday on May 16th at 3 o'clock upstairs. We will have council's discussion of the information that we received. I do anticipate that there will be a couple of budget amendments that will be discussed at that meeting. And at the conclusion of that meeting, it will be determined by those in attendance whether a need for a follow-up meeting the next day at 1 o'clock will be needed. So follow the website or whatever, because Monday's a definite and Tuesday's in the air.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, sir.
Public safety.
Mr. Bell. Thank you, Mr. President. We had a brief presentation by Colonel Setting on the County Police Hero Help, which deals with heroin abuse, and he announced that on May 20th at 1 p.m. That they would have a kickoff press conference at Public Safety. We then had Chief Tan join us and made a presentation on the new box-type transport ambulance units that they both ordered. And they have 9 that were ordered, and to date they've had 4 of them delivered. He made some remarks as far as the current paramedic class and everything, but all in all, it was a pretty informative meeting.
Thank you. Mr. Street, do you have to add anything?
No, sir.
Land use, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tuesday, May 3rd, the Land Use Committee meeting met upstairs. We had a resolution by Councilman Weiner and an ordinance by Councilman Cartier. I also encourage all members who have anything related to the budget to attend Councilman Smiley's meeting on Monday, because we canceled the Land Use meeting on Tuesday, and if you have to come in on Tuesday, that will be the only meeting you'll come in for.
Thank you, Mr. Tackett. Special Services, Mr. Shelton.
Yes, Mr. President. We had an extensive update on the Southern Sioux area on Tuesday, May 3rd at 1:30.
Thank you. Executive Committee met briefly for maybe 6 minutes a day, and we basically talked about the reappointment of Mr. McFadden to the employee of retirement trustees. And that was it. Short and sweet meeting. Mr. Hollinger, anything to add to that?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agenda as such, and they are available in the back of this room, as well as they are online. Is anyone from council or public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 16080, congratulating Thomas Edison Charter School on their National Chess Championship. Resolution 16081, reappointing Dana McFadden to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System of Trustees. Resolution 16082, recognizing May 6 to 12, 2016 as National Nurses Week.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Cochran?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiling?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present the roll call. There's 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any presentations from council? We now have the resolutions. Starting with Resolution 16-083, Ms. Bella.
Yes, I ask that Resolution 16-083 be read by title only and placed before Council for its adoption.
Resolution 16083, authorizing the filing of an application for federal assistance with the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended and the Francis Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act of 1992 as amended.
Ms. Bella.
Yes, this is the application for the plan that we heard at the last community services meeting, so we've had the details outlined in that report.
Council, public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present the roll call, there's 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Resolution 16-083 is approved. Resolution 16-084, Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that 16-084 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-084 shall amend the declaration of restrictions for Brandywine Town Center to relocate 0.4-acre parkland to another location within Brandywine Town Center and to add another 1.3 acres of parkland to allow construction of a new building abutting Concord Pike and adjacent to Brandywine Town Center.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes, as per title, this has the support of the community and my office, and I want to thank Land Use Department and the applicant who's here for working together. There's no need for a presentation. It's properly vetted upstairs.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Streak?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of Elk Park, 12 yes, 1 minute.
Resolution 16-084 is approved. Before we move on to ordinances, Mr. Hollins, are you ready?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules so that we may now entertain a presentation. Special guests have arrived.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask that Principal L and the members of the chess team that are present join you up front, and if you would, Mr. President,
yes, sir,
join us as well for the presentation.
Some of the members of the chess team from the Thomas Edison Charter School, they've made the news nationally. They made all of us very proud here in Delaware, and I'm exceptionally proud that these kids have done what they've done and put Delaware in the spotlight. And I'm also very honored that Principal L has taken the time to join us here this evening as well. The resolution reads, congratulating Thomas Edison Charter School on their National Chess Championship. Whereas Thomas Edison Charter School, a K-8 school in inner city Wilmington, Delaware, won their second national title in 3 years at the 2016 National Junior High Chess Championship in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Sunday, April 17, 2016. And whereas Thomas Edison Charter School is leading the charge and putting the first state in the game as the only school in Delaware's history to win a national chess championship. Wow. At the helm of this winning team and setting the bar high on the board in light is Principal Thomas L. Principal L has created a critical thinking atmosphere at Thomas Edison Charter School that chess is more popular at the school than any other activity. It just became part of the culture, he said. And as Matty Yates said, one team member who was selected by the U.S. Chess Federation Conference, playing the game teaches patience. And whereas Thomas Edison Charter School national champions included 29 players on the team with impressive wins individually from Eric Farrell, who scored a rare perfect 7, and the Irving brothers, Nicholas and Jonathan, who scored a resounding 6-1 finish and tied 4th in the nation for their division. Thomas Edison Charter School is also the home of the most successful and feared all-female chess team, the Mighty Knights. Life is like a game of chess. To win, you have to make a move. Knowing which move to make comes with the insight and knowledge, and by learning the lessons that are accumulated along the way. We become each other piece with the game called life. And whereas Principal L is not just teaching a game of chess, but providing valuable life lessons that apply in and outside of the classroom. Students who play learn how to be resilient after failure. Strategic goals are achieved through tactics, while the tactical opportunities are based on the previous strategy of play, showing players a position where a decisive combination is available and challenging to find it. The end game, checkmate. Now therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, that County Council hereby joins all family and friends of this school and all of the students whose names are listed here, that I refuse to try to read them all, but we do have a resolution for each of the students that participated here, and we would be providing those to all of the students that were on this team. And President Bullock would join me in providing the resolution to the 3 students that are present here today.
Eric, congratulations. Madeline, congratulations. Cashmere, congratulations. Dr. L, my friend, congratulations.
Great work. Thanks for coming out. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins, for honoring these well-deserving young people and the principal. You need a motion to return back to regular order.
So moved, Chairman.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have it. Ordinance 16-036, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like Ordinance 16-036 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 16-036, amending FY 2016 approved operating budget revised special services, appropriated $4,700 in the sewer rate stabilization reserves for electric and wastewater treatment plant.
Mr. Cartier.
Very briefly, this amount of $334,700 will be appropriated from the sewer rate stabilization reserve to pay for additional electrical billings to Delmarva Power for their pumping station and for additional costs to the wastewater treatment facility in Wilmington for additional costs there per title. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. See none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Board, 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Order 16-036 is approved. Order 16-037. I move that ordinance 16-037 be read in by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Ordinance 16-037 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service professional employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME AFL-CIO affiliate local 3109 and the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME AFL-CIO affiliate local 1607 and to adopt the class specifications for the positions of Geographic Information Systems, Coordinated Geographic Information Systems Analyst, Geographic Information Systems Specialist, and Geographic Information Systems Technician.
For title, Madam Clerk, Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Senator, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of all parties, reveals 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Order 16-037 is approved. 16-038, Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 1603 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16038, amend the grants budget for FY 2017, appropriate federal funds of $195,661 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development HUD to the Emergency Solutions Grant FY 2017, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Ms. Miller?
Yes, we had a discussion about this particular ordinance at the last Community Services meeting, so per title.
Council, public comment. Sitting there, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Crockett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call, we have 12 yes, one vacant.
Ordinance 16-038 is approved. Ordinance 16-039, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16039 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16039. Amend the grants budget appropriated $2,097,461 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and $325,000 in estimated program income to the Community Development Block Grant FY 2017, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Per title, Mr. President.
Council. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street? Yes. Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Ordinance 16-039 is approved. Mr. Kirkpatrick, you all right, I could help, but notice you almost fell out of your seat.
Well, I didn't fall out, but the arm was falling off. But yes, the bolt is back in now.
Mr. Smiley, can you put that in the budget, please, for
well, that
equipment?
Used to be my chair.
Oh, that explains it.
I donated it to a lighter.
So I don't fall out, is that it? No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Ordinance 16-040, Mr. Hollins.
A new screw, but not a chair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 16-040 be read by title and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 16040, amend the grants budget for FY 2017 appropriate federal funds of $724,510 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and estimated program income of $100,000 to the Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, as follows. Appropriate $82,451 to Home Administration FY 2017, $633,382 to Home Investment Partnership Program subgrantees and Home Rehab FY 2017, and $108,677 to Home Investment Partnership Program Community Housing Development Organization, CHDO, FY 2017, which are administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. These ordinances represent an annual appropriation cut, and we did have extensive presentation at our last Community Services Committee meeting. So I'll just say per title.
I'd like to be added to this legislation. Yes.
Absolutely, Mr. President.
Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Crockett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Ordinance 16-040 is approved. Ordinance 16-041, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I request that Ordinance 16-041 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 16041 to amend Suffolk County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees Exempting Common Interest Communities from Reporting Fees.
Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, in brief, what this does is it creates a depository in the Recorder of Deeds office to allow the community organizations, civic associations, maintenance corporations, and such to deposit their bylaws free of charge. This will not only benefit the residents of Newcastle County, the council members, and definitely the council staff in assisting constituents, but it will be another tool in the drawer for the new state ombudsman that has been tasked with working with these communities to update the regulations, facilitate and mediate disputes within the community. So having these documents available, as I stated earlier, just in the past month, I've had three communities in the 7th Council District who can't locate bylaws.
Hmm.
And there have been, under the new ombudsman, there are some requirements that need to be put in the bylaws. So this is the ideal time that as these communities and the officers and members begin to update their bylaws, to have a depository where they can place them along with their deeds and everything else, that will be able to be accessible to everyone.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to ask the sponsor if I could co-sponsor.
Yes, sir.
Mr.
Sheldon, let me have it. Mm-hmm. Mr. Cuddy,
I'd like to be able to co-sponsor as well.
Anyone else?
I believe
Mr. Powers.
Mr. Powers.
Mr. Sheldon, Mr. Cuddy, Mr. Bell.
Upstairs, we had Councilor Persons, Kilpatrick, and Dillard.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
Mr. Leonard, you please, the entire council.
Yeah, how about we do that?
I'm not elected. Anybody wants someone? Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Mr. Weiner raised his hand as well. Mr. Shaw.
Yeah, he was trying to hit me.
He was trying to hit you. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, all of council.
In the public comment, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call, 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Ordinance 16-041 is approved. Ordinance 16-042, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request that Ordinance 16-042 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16-042, amending FY 2016 approved operating budget, reduced the county council contingency to provide funding for the 2016 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, the only thing I will make the footnote here is this will allow for approximately an additional 25 more youth to be employed in the summer youth program in Newcastle County.
Outstanding. Council. Mr. Shelton.
I'd just like to be added on this one and the next one.
Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Tackett, you add it. Mr. Weiner, you'd like to be added. Mr. Weiner as well, entire council. Public comment. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr.
Cartier? Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Roll Call, 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Order 16-042 is approved. Order 16-043. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Mr. President. I request that Ordinance 16-043 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 16-043. Amend the grants budget appropriate $100,000 from Newcastle County Council to the 2016 Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is the companion piece that actually allocates the funds.
Council. With the record show, Mr. Sheldon's acts be added to this. Mr. Liner, you want to be added as well?
Yes.
Entire council. Any other comments or questions from council? Mr. Street?
I'm going to reiterate for the record. On the one hand, thank you, Councilman Powell, and thank you, Councilman, for bringing it forward.
$2,500, maybe, or more. Thank you. This is a good start. Any other comments from council or public? Senator Mayor, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of the Roll Call, Reels 12, yes, 1 vacant.
Ordinance 16-043 is approved. Substitute amendment 3 to Ordinance 12-084. Mr. Cartier?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to substitute number 3 to ordinance number 12-084, read by title only, placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 3 to ordinance 12-084 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7 Property Maintenance Code and Chapter 40 Unified Development Code, Article 15 Historic Resources, 30 County Council and Administrative Bodies, and 31 Procedures and Administration to prevent the demolition by neglect of property located in a historic overlay zoning district and to designate $200,000 of the Historic Preservation Property Maintenance Revolving Fund for emergency repairs for these historic properties.
Mr. Carley. Thank you, Mr. President. This ordinance, which has been under development since 2012, has gone through a number of refinements and an extensive vetting and approval process by our finance department, Department of Land Use, the Historic Review Board of Newcastle County, and is now before this council for a vote this evening. What this, in essence, this vote is intending, this ordinance is intending to do, is to put down in law, in county code, a system of greater protections for properties in Newcastle County that have historic zoning. It's not a huge list of properties, it's a modest list. I think there are approximately 90 properties that have historic zoning with 61 buildings. This has been developed in response to the fact that we have some of these properties under historic zoning that are being neglected. And I've been working with county code enforcement over the years over a particular property, historical property in my district, and I know Councilman Tackett has one in his. And we constantly heard from county code, we don't have the resources to address these. These are a whole other set of problem properties, etc. So I went through this process, identified $200,000 in excess receipts for the Department of Finance, had it set aside as a property abatement, emergency repair fund. The ordinance also sets aside empowers an inspection regime and greater review authority by the Historic Review Board of Newcastle County. So the intention of this, as we go forward putting properties under historic zoning in the county, we are going to have a system in place to ensure that they will not be demolished through neglect. I'm very proud of this effort. It's gone through extensive vetting. I think it's going to be a tremendous addition to the enforcement authority of the county to protect these historically zoned properties into the future, even when they change ownership hands, remembering that historic zoning runs with the land. Any of these properties that change hands, the owners will have to maintain them as historically valuable properties. So we have this level of additional oversight and funding to address any properties that fall out of good maintenance. I would like to take any questions from members of council or any concerns that they may have, but I think this is a, just let me speak to the $200,000. It will revolve. If we have to go out and do any sort of emergency repairs, the county has the ability to attach that dollar cost as a tax lien, which we can recover when the property changes hands at any time. So this is a well-understood mechanism in county government for doing property abatements or repairs and recovering the funds to evolve for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Council, hearing the comments or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President of all Carville's 12 yes, 1 vacant.
Number 3 to ordinance 12-084, substitute to number 3, 12-084 is approved. Anything on item J? K? Mr. Street, do you have anything on the other?
Go back to my 100 jobs.
You said 2,500. Short count. We got 10,000 kids in this county just in high school. So that's where we're insufficient.
Thank you.
We don't put them to work. The other folks be happy to put them to work. The wrong kind of work. I'm done.
Thank you, sir.
You started. I wasn't going to say
anything. I didn't want to forget you.
This is, but I know council members are well aware. I also know that this will go out on the council's website, the recording of it. So I just want to remind the public that on May 24th at the 130 finance meeting, that's where all of the legislation for the FY 2017 budget that will be voted at the council meeting later that night will be discussed and vetted. So just want to make sure it's out there, public's aware. I don't look for a big outcry since there's no increases included in it this year. But should make sure they're aware, that's all. Thank you.
I told you I'll vote for it in March when it was presented. Anybody listen to me?
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Smiley.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much. Good night.